This is the Riabu podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. You know, Simon, this question will seem facetious, but I bet every individual who's in business and who has been owed copious amounts of money by their customers will have thought of this. And that is, should my debtors go to jail? Subtitle, or be allowed to restructure? You know, when you're owed money by a customer who's left you hang and given you all sorts of excuses, you can very quickly get to a position where you think, you know, if I ever get a hold of them, they should just go to jail.
When businesses become insolvent, in the vast majority of cases, they do it because they run out of working capital. And very often, a problem getting paid on time by their customers, which they haven't planned for, is at the root of that. So it's not surprising that companies get angry about that. But there's a good reason for not putting debtors in jail, which is the economy has to continue. I mean, one of my major concerns about cash flow and working capital is it's really in nobody's interests to abuse the system, because at the end of the day, what it does is it affects the ability of individual businesses to invest and grow. That's why we've always argued right from the very beginning that having made a deal, you should stick to the deal. It doesn't matter whether you're paying your suppliers or whether you're collecting money from your customers. At the end of the day, we exist in business to provide a good or a service at a price that and on terms that are mutually agreed.
But what about those charlatans who just keep dragging you along with excuse week in, week out, and all of a sudden your 30-day payment terms turn into 120, 150 days?
Well, if you let them drag you along, then as we've said a lot, and I think we've done a lot of work on this, most of the time it's because you let it happen. The reality is you have to manage things in such a way that you do not get taken for a ride in this way. And really, there are only two questions to ask. You know, are they acting in bad faith? Meaning, do they intend not to pay you? In which case, why on earth do you want to keep their business and why on earth would you go on supplying them? Or secondly, are they not paying you because of something you could have done differently or because they have genuine financial difficulties? In either of those cases, you have the means to manage to a positive outcome. And one of the things we try to do at Riabu is provide some very clear ideas as to how you can manage to a positive outcome.
Okay, so we usually talk about the former, where the customer, for whatever reason, is, you know, there's an unmet expectation of the invoice or whatever it is. So let's, in this particular episode, focus on that other one, the restructuring, simply because they don't have the money. They would like to pay, but they can't.
Because very often customers are making choices about who they pay, because they have limits on the amount of cash they have available every month. By not being particularly meticulous about the way that you've managed the relationship, you have ended up being the supplier that doesn't get paid first. But once you've allowed that to go on for a certain period of time and there's an accumulated position of overdue, the customer's in a pickle as well, because he doesn't have the money to pay you everything that he owes you. And there's an important point here, which is that you've allowed this to happen. If you kept on top of it at the beginning, then this wouldn't have happened. Now it's happened, you are in effect in a symbiotic relationship.
Yes.
If the customer goes under, you don't get anything. So what you need to do is you need to put a stop to the current relationship on the terms that it currently operates, make it clear that you want the customer's business, you want him to keep his business going, but you need to come up with a repayment deal. And there's one very simple rule for the repayment deal once you've resolved all the issues, and very often he may have taken advantage of issues, as we've seen, to delay payment, which is that if you continue to supply him, the net amount that he owes you needs to go down every month. In other words, if you're in a position where the more you supply, the more he owes you, and it just gets worse and worse and worse, that is not a sustainable position. So give him time to pay his arrears, provide him with the wherewithal to operate his business in the meantime. Take out all the issues and pain and misunderstanding and mistakes from your process so that starting tomorrow, current invoices will be paid in a timely way, and then progressively manage down the overdue stuff over time in such a way that he still has oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
But you're seeing an improvement.
And so over what time period should such a repayment...
It's entirely a function of his ability to generate cash and the value of the relationship.
But that could take years. Why are you saying it has to be done within a year?
Well, you know, better. The reality is if you bring down... What we're talking about is a situation where if you bring down the hammer and say, I'm not supplying you anymore, he may go bust, in which case you can expect to get 3 cents on the dollar, if anything, right? So getting 100 cents on the dollar, albeit over 6 months or a year, if it's a valuable relationship, is an awful lot better than getting nothing. So yes, and I think the lesson to draw from this, and I, you know, this is, it's a constant struggle to get aligned on this with the companies that we work with, and we mean it in the most gentle possible way, which is, if you've got to this situation, it's in large part because you've allowed it to happen, okay? And let's talk about the things that you can do starting tomorrow, so that when you start a new relationship with a customer or when you recalibrate an existing relationship, you prevent this kind of thing from happening.
Yeah. Anything else to say about a little bit of jail time, if not a lot, or some sort of deposit? So you've got some surety in hand. Anything on the periphery of what we've talked about so far?
Oh, Mark. What do you do with people that you have a sense of resentment for? You pray for them.
Right.
Okay?
Pray that they'll not go out of business.
So the answer is, if you have a retributive mindset, he's going to know, and you're never going to have a successful future relationship with. Assume that exactly like you, he's doing his best. He's trying to feed his children, or she's trying to feed her children. And at the end of the day, the idea is that you both, with good faith, try and come up with a way out of it that's going to give you both oxygen. 9 times out of 10, you can, in my experience.
Well, what about taking them over altogether?
Mark, you're in a slightly bellicose mood today.
Just exploring all the options, you know, because you know what it's like. This customer's left you hanging. You've gotten excuse after excuse. That's if they replied to your email at all. And then, you know, somehow it filters out that actually they have no money. You know, clearly a lot of people are not going to be in the mood to pray for them.
It depends, you know, what you mean by not having any money. I mean, you know, you can not have any money, but that's because of working capital, which means that you've got money coming in. They've got receivables as well, but possibly, particularly if it's a B2B customer. So by being patient, you can put things back together. I mean, I would advocate, you gain nothing by being impatient. You know, at the beginning of your assessment, you need to see whether they're insolvent. If they're genuinely insolvent, then you'll know about that. If your salesman doesn't know about that, he's not doing his job, because there's lots of ways he can find out about it. He can talk to other suppliers, he can go and look at the business premises. If they're not, you know, if it's not operating anymore, if there's a big sign saying
yes,
for rent, you know, then the chances that you'll get any money out of them are probably fairly small. And I wouldn't be supplying anything more to them. But assuming it's a business that still operates, find a way to help each other.
On that happy note, thank you very much, Simon. We'll put those thoughts of throwing our debtors in jail aside just for the moment.